brought to you by Penguin.
Trusting the Gold by Tara Brach. Read by Tara Brach.
Welcome, my friends, to Trusting the Gold, Uncovering Your Natural Goodness. I'm so glad you chose to participate in this journey with me. It is written by and narrated by me, and it's heart to heart, so I wish you all blessings. An opening invitation. For decades, a prayer has circulated in the background of my daily life, and it goes like this. May I trust my own goodness. May I see the goodness in others. This longing emerged from a deep place of suffering I went through as a young adult. During that dark time, I felt anxious and depressed, separate from the world around me. I was continually judging myself as falling short, not good enough, doubting my basic worth. That, of course, kept me from feeling close and connected to others and to the world. It blocked me from feeling creative and stopped me from being fully alive. It feels like grace that this trance of unworthiness led me onto a spiritual path that showed me how to hold myself with compassion. This allowed me to see through the layers of judgment and of doubt, and to discover beneath them clarity, openness, presence, and love. Increasingly, over the years, my trust in this loving awareness as the essence of who we all are has become a guiding light. No matter how wrong or lacking we may feel, how caught in separation, or how trapped by the messages, violations, and inequities of the society we live in, this basic goodness remains the essence of our being. A beautiful story holds within it this truth. During the mid-1950s in Bangkok, Thailand, a huge clay statue of the Buddha began to crack due to heat and drought. Now, when some monks arrived to investigate, they shined a flashlight into the largest of the cracks. What they saw surprised everyone. Deep under the gray clay was the gleam of gold. No one had known that inside this popular but ordinary-looking statue was a solid gold Buddha. As it turns out, the statue had been covered with plaster and clay 600 years earlier to protect it from invading armies. Although all the monks who lived in the monastery at that time had been killed in the attack, the golden Buddha, its beauty and value covered over, had survived untouched. Just as the monks disguised the beauty of the golden Buddha in order to protect it during dangerous times, we cover over our own innate purity and goodness as we encounter a challenging world. As children, many of us were criticized, ignored, misunderstood, or abused, leading us to doubt that gold within us. As we grew up, we increasingly internalized the judgments and values of our society, further losing touch with our innocence, our creativity, and our tender hearts. We cover over the gold as we seek the approval of others, looking to them to measure our worth, to determine whether we're good enough or smart enough or successful enough. And if we're part of a non-dominant group in our culture, we take on additional layers of protection to help us face the violence of social injustice and oppression. Adding layer after layer to protect ourselves, we become identified with our coverings, believing ourselves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?